Before turning to the situation on the ground, the American people would like to honor Nicholas Haysom, whose passing is a true loss to the United Nations. He spent a lifetime pushing this institution to live up to its purpose, keeping the peace and delivering for those who need it most. Mr. Haysom's warning for this council should ring in our ears even now. He was very clear. The tragedy of South Sudan is not a lack of agreements. It is a lack of political will to implement them. The gap between what we say, decide, or think on this council and what actually happens on the ground cannot be understated. The people of South Sudan will sleep no better or no worse based on the statements we make today. It is up to their government to change course, right the ship, and chart a better future. The American people remain deeply concerned about the security situation in South Sudan. We urge the council to remember what happened in Akobo this March. On March 6, President Kiir's government gave 270,000 people, mothers, children, grandparents, just 72 hours to leave the place where they laid their heads. Whatever they may say, their goal was not to protect innocents, but to scorch their homes, their land, their basic necessities. Humanitarian workers describe uniformed troops burning entire settlements to the ground. Families fled with nothing. Their water sources were contaminated. Women and girls were subjected to violence as a weapon of war. Let's be clear. No such actions were merely a security operation. They are abhorrent and inexcusable. We unequivocally condemn President Kiir's course of action and the transitional government's March 6 evacuation orders for UNMISS, humanitarian agencies, and civilians. President Kiir's actions are leading South Sudan towards renewed civil war by prioritizing unilateral control over peace, protection of civilians, and national stability. This is the behavior of a government seeking to consolidate power at any cost, not one seeking reconciliation, stability, or the protection of its own people. This is a behavior of a government failing to uphold the basic duties of government, which are to maintain its stability and protect its people. South Sudanese leaders are systematically obstructing UNMISS's mandate and undermining international peace efforts. This is not an isolated phenomenon. It is part of a broader, deeper, troubling pattern of obstruction and exploitation of international assistance. South Sudanese leaders can choose to cooperate with UNMISS, serve their people, work with each of our countries in good faith, and work to put an end to this carnage. They just don't. Instead, they make UNMISS's work nearly impossible and suspend catastrophe because they know it's good for them. Such systematic obstructions cost UNMISS and each of our taxpayers millions of dollars. Blockage of UNMISS's repatriation flights and the subsequent forced closure of at least three UNMISS bases demonstrate blatant regard for cooperation. Between January and March alone, UNMISS recorded more than 80 SOFA incidents, and in the months prior, from October to December of last year, there were more than 400 SOFA incidents recorded. We will not support a mandate that simply preserves the status quo while civilians are targeted and peacekeepers are sidelined. As such, the United States supports narrowed mandate priorities that are realistic and achievable given the realities on the ground. Civilian protection, humanitarian assistance, human rights reporting, zero tolerance for obstruction, transparent reporting, and meaningful accountability. UNMISS leadership must also significantly improve its protection of civilian efforts. According to a June 2025 UN Office of Internal Oversight Services report, 80% of UNMISS's patrols remained within 5 kilometers of bases. High violence areas like Chiang Mai received even fewer patrols. Colleagues, that's not peacekeeping, that's bench warming on our dime. We strongly call on UNMISS leadership to provide transparent and accurate reporting to this council, both where the mission is succeeding and where it is falling short so that we can have informed decision-making. The people of South Sudan do not need another year of process. They don't even need our statements today. They need protection and leaders who will actually work for them. This council must hold South Sudan's leaders accountable and ensure this mission is equipped and willing to meet this moment. Thank you.